As we go to air this evening, Pope Benedict XVI is in Bagnoregio, an Italian town about 75 miles northwest of Rome. Bagnoregio is the birthplace of St. Bonaventure, a 13th century Franciscan theologian who became minister general of his order and cardinal bishop, one of the giants of medieval thought and one of the principal intellectual influences on the man who would become Pope Benedict XVI. St. Bonaventure was declared a doctor of the church in 1588. Let's go now live to Bagnoregio.
Indossava il saio di Francesco d'Assisi alla sequela di una rinnovata vita evangelica.
And we see that the ceremonies have begun there in Bagnoregio. The Holy Father arrived just a few minutes earlier, and we are listening to salutations and official greetings from the Bishop of Bagnoregio. We'll have a full report on the Holy Father's remarks in Bagnoregio tomorrow morning, so be sure to tune in. Earlier in the day, Pope Benedict was a few miles south in Viterbo to celebrate Mass and pray the Angelus, during which he renewed his condemnation of violent conflict 70 years from the outbreak of World War II. Emer McCarthy reports.
Pope Benedict XVI returned to the role of religions in promoting forgiveness and reconciliation against the violence of war and extremism Sunday in a message delivered from the medieval city of Viterbo, Italy. The Pope had travelled there early Sunday morning to celebrate Mass with the faithful of the diocese and visit the historical and spiritual sites of the place known as the City of the Popes. In a message following the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict greeted religious leaders who are in Krakow, Poland, to attend the St. Egidio meeting of faiths and cultures in dialogue, which this year marks the 70th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II.
Non possiamo non ricordare I drammatici fatti che diedero.
The Pope said, "We cannot forget one of the most terrible wars in history, which caused tens of millions of deaths, the tragedy of the Holocaust, and the extermination of scores of other innocent people." He said, "The memory of these events lead us to pray for the victims and for those who still bear wounds in body and heart, and it is also a warning to everyone not to repeat such barbarism and to intensify efforts to build a lasting peace in our time."
Si è inoltre monito per tutti a non ripetere tali barbarie.
Pope Benedict concluded that the contribution that religions can and should play in promoting forgiveness and reconciliation against violence, racism, totalitarianism and extremism is particularly important. Because they disfigure the image of the Creator of man, they wipe the horizon of God, and consequently lead to contempt of man himself. Earlier, the Pope led a congregation of thousands in the celebration of Mass in a windswept foul valley beneath the shadow of the Palace of the Popes, where, in the 13th century, during wars that raged in central Italy, the papacy sought refuge. Before Mass, Pope Benedict, accompanied by the Bishop of Viterbo, had visited the hall where five of his predecessors were elected and where conclave was born.
Da molti secoli la vostra diocesi si contraddistingue per un singolare vincolo di affetto e di comunione con il successore di Pietro.
In his homily, Pope Benedict told the faithful of Viterbo that he had come to confirm them in their faith as St. Peter's successor. He remarked on the spiritual and historical fabric of the diocese that bonded it deeply to the Apostolic See, and then he gave them three pastoral and spiritual guidelines to follow: education in faith, witness of faith, and attention to the signs of God.
Si succedono le stagioni della storia, cambiano I contesti sociali, ma non muta e non passa di moda la vocazione dei cristiani.
Pope Benedict concluded, "The seasons of history may pass, social contexts may change, but the vocation of Christians to live the gospel in solidarity with the human family, in step with the times, never changes and never goes out of fashion. This," he said, "is social commitment. This is proper service of political action This is integral human development. I'm Emer McCarthy.